on more than 20 Billboard charts around the planet, and on the charts for the last decade. Very popular heavy metal rock band. And they're putting out, under the name Sons of Liberty, a free album. Completely free. And I've listened to a lot of their music off and on over the years. And I'm telling you, this is some of their best music. And it's all anti-globalist, anti-New World Order. And the Earth is going into another ice age, so what a great name. Iced Earth here. Finishing up with Robert Wanick. Robert, clearly Sunday or Monday, at the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., I'm going to want you back on because I've been working with you for 2-3 years. You've won some awards from us with your videos and your activism. You've always proven to be very accurate in what you say has happened. So I believe what you're telling me. So he ends up taking it away from you. What happens next? Finish up what happened because you're trying to warn people about what's really in the vaccine.
So what happened next was he told me to wait in the hallway for the principal, so I did, and there was about 20 to 30 students now gathered waiting in the hallway, just yelling, some of them swearing at the teacher for putting his hands on me. And when the principal came down, he asked another teacher who was there. The teacher said, no, he didn't assault him. As a matter of fact, he didn't put his hands on the student. This caused just an outrage.
So a total culture of deception, just like cops lie for each other, the teachers do this.
And the students just started yelling, you're a liar, I saw you assault Robert.
You need to get affidavits signed, take them to court.
I've already got some affidavits signed from over 15 witnesses.
And good. Now we've got them online. We'll get that other teacher fired for lying. We don't need liars like that.
And the other thing is, now we've been trying to, I got called in the office at 3:10, and told that I was receiving a 2-day out-of-school suspension for insubordination and disruption.
All because you politely tried to hand out medical information to students that it's not a forced inoculation.
They instigated violence against me. They caused the disruption, and I'm getting charged with disruption and getting suspended outside of school. A 3-day suspension is what is merited by...
Well, Robert, let's go back. Robert, let's go back briefly to 3 years ago. We ought to write an article about this in Maryland. And I had the state attorney on. And he admitted, yeah, there's no law, you got to take it. But they told 2,000 parents and kids this. They lined up with SWAT teams and police dogs and wouldn't let the activists tell them it wasn't the law. And then on CNN, mainly black people, crying, saying, I don't want to take it. I get sick when I take it, but it's the law. You're not even allowed to tell them it's not the law. Go ahead.
Absolutely right. When it's not even mandatory, when it's voluntary, you're not even allowed to give them risks peacefully. And I'm being harassed and threatened more, saying if I release any footage, I'll receive more suspension, and they'll possibly recommend expulsion.
So, to be clear, you have witnesses on video. That's up on YouTube. But they're saying if you release any more footage, they're saying outside of school, you're not allowed to stand up to them.
No, any footage from inside the school. Like, if you watch the video, I have a few clips that are from inside the school that I have written consent to release. Those are allegedly going to merit me with more.
Well, they're just trying to cover up what happened, and they better watch it because this is starting to turn into racketeering. So where are you going from here, Robert? I mean, I think the way to do it is now get with 100 of the young men and women, and all of you hand out flyers per class. They won't be able to stop that. What you did was bold because it made them show that they're the tyrants. They went after you. Now it's the talk of the school. Now everyone will want the forbidden literature. Now you have the school in your hand as you rebel against the system. Now you are literally launching the Sons of Liberty program.
What I'm doing now is pressing charges against the teacher who assaulted me because the school has not taken legal action and will not release any security footage. We have no clue if they even still have the footage on camera.
You need to put a press release out. See, notice they're lying. You have affidavits, and notice their cameras malfunction. We'll talk to you Sunday or Monday with a more detailed report on this, Robert. But this is big. But I suggest maybe back off for a while just so you can get back to school and have everyone hand out flyers. And everyone across the nation, you should be giving flyers to people in school instead of just worshiping big government and taking Ritalin and Prozac. Robert Wanick, we salute you.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In the next hour, I am really flattered that he came all the way to Austin, Texas, to be with us today for the rest of the hour. And I know that a lot of people at the office are big Iced Earth fans, and I know I'd heard the music over the years and really liked it. Don't have a lot of time to get into music in the last decade. I'm working all the time. But then I heard the new album that we were sent. It's being released today, free online, in coordination with this live radio show. And when I heard the music a few weeks ago, I'm like, man, this is awesome. I mean, listen to these lyrics. An act of stealth, a silent coup d'etat, corrupted leaders hijack freedom, acting in duress. And it goes on to talk about the creature from Jekyll Island. That's the name of that track. It talks about the answer to 1984, 1776. And we are going to stand against your tyranny. We are agents of free humanity in the Fed, in the Fed, in the Fed. And it goes on and on. And I know that this Sons of Liberty album, produced separately from Iced Earth, because obviously the record company wouldn't let them do that, is just an amazing gift to those that love liberty. And talking about the Billboard charts for more than a decade, Eisenhower's a huge rock man. They're not just in the top 100 here in the U.S., but the top 100 in Canada, number 19 in Germany, number 6 in England, number 28 in Sweden, Norway, Greece, Austria, Finland. All over the world, Ice Earth is huge. I think it's safe to say even bigger outside of the U.S. than they are in the U.S., but they're big here. And so this is so exciting to have Dave Mustaine come out against the New World Order and Iced Earth, and just more and more people are having these awakenings. That's what Dave Mustaine calls it. That's what I had. We were all once shuttered in, not seeing the larger picture. And so I'm very honored to have the lead singer here from Iced Earth, the lead singer from Sons of Liberty, John Schaefer, here with us today. John, it's great to have you. Well, it's great to have you here as well. Tell us about Iced Earth, Sons of Liberty, your awakening, why you're releasing this album for free today, and we'll give people the website so they can check out sons-of-liberty.net.
Well, first of all, I'm actually not the lead singer of Iced Earth. This is the first album I've ever done lead vocals on, and because it's cuts.
I've just seen some of their songs where you are singing.
Yeah, there's a couple that I've done in the past.
I guess it's something we were watching last week. Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, the dark haired guy's singing a lot too.
Yeah.
What's his name?
It depends on which period of the video it was.
See, that's the thing. I saw different people singing, but I saw you singing. Yeah.
But anyway, the main thing I think that's important about this is that the awakening that I had was about 9 months ago. And like you, I've been working, you know, constantly for the last 20 years. I mean, barely taking any vacation. Well, finally, after the last European tour that we did, I went to Central America for a month. And then that time, after about a week, I really felt different. It was weird. It was like, wait a minute. You know, without all the bombardment of corporate America everywhere and just...
constant distractions.
Absolutely. And so... It was in that period that I really started questioning things and thinking about things a lot. And I get back home and I start seeing that Obama's doing exactly the same things that Bush is doing. And it also starts raising a lot of questions. And I had somebody sent me the Zeitgeist addendum. And when I watched that, the money creation thing, it really, like, I thought at first, this can't be real. Because I didn't know about the Federal Reserve. I thought, like many people, that this was part of government, that it was, you know, a legit situation. Well, anyway, I started doing more research, and one thing led to another, and it was really, I would say, seeing The Creature from Jekyll Island, reading that book certainly opened my eyes, and then watching the Obama deception. And I think that's when I had my epiphany, which was really, it was devastating, actually, at first. I mean, I felt like I had 1,000 pounds on my chest, like, everything I ever believed in, because I've always been a huge fan of the Revolutionary War period, and I'm walking around my whole life thinking all this stuff is relevant, that it still matters. I mean, it does matter to those of us that are real patriots, but I mean, we've been hijacked, and we don't even know it. Most of the people don't know.
Exactly. What we really are has been lost, and the founders were all about stopping the bankers. They were all about stopping the manipulators and stopping the people that set up these monopolies.
Right.
And we're not taught why America was special. We're not taught what 1776 really means.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, and that was like, I literally broke down and cried. I mean, it was devastating. It was a huge, but it was also, you know, I started digging more, and it was, as angry as I got and as sad as I've gone through periods where I've been really, you know, sad about it, I also feel liberated because now it makes sense. You know, that's the thing that people have to realize. You can't be afraid of this. You can't, you have to take this knowledge and you have to hold on to it. And now, you know, for me, it's liberating to have the truth because I can't actually go through life with half truths. Nobody can, you know,
now you don't feel good. Even if you don't know what the truth is, but you know it's a lie, you have this weak feeling. But even if something is horrible that's happening, once you know the score, it is liberating. It's empowering to know the truth. It will set you free, even if you're in a bad situation, because then you realize, even if I was still ignorant, if I was still in darkness, this corruption was there all along.
Right.
But so many people in the modern age believe perception is reality. Perception is not reality.
No.
You know, you can have a blindfold on and think you're walking through a field, but really you're walking off the edge of a skyscraper. Just because you're blind doesn't mean that you're safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree, man. And I mean, that's the thing. I actually feel so much better knowing why everything is so screwed up. Because, you know, and I understand for people that it's very difficult to get out of that left-right paradigm. I mean, for me, I've lost friends in Afghanistan and in Iraq. My little brother did two tours over in Iraq, and he's fine. But, I mean, you know, knowing now that this whole thing is fraud, you know, I supported it before because I bought into it.
Well, they say 1776 is our military and this empire. But really, that's the exact opposite. That's King George III.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see it now for what it is. And it's just, I don't
but
know.
But that doesn't take away from the heroism, the honor of the troops who believe they're doing a good thing.
No, absolutely.
It just means that they were conned, and that's what evil really gets its power from. But, you know, going over this, over the bio, just hearing the music over the years, I have to say then, that's what makes sense. I like your Sons of Liberty better than Ice Earth.
Yeah.
Because I was telling the guys, I go, I like that. I've heard that before. I mean, I wasn't hugely into it, but I listened to, you know, quite a bit of heavy metal off and on when I heard it on the radio. And I was like, but I like this Sons of Liberty a lot more than Iced Earth. So now I understand. But it does say here, I'm trying to get your bio straight, that you've been in Iced Earth since the beginning.
Yeah, I started it.
Okay, so you're the founder of Iced Earth.
Yes.
That's the thing I wanted to get straight, because I'd seen some of the songs you were singing, some where you weren't, and I was confused by it. But now I'm obviously becoming a lot bigger fan of Iced Earth just because you've created Sons of Liberty, and folks, this is great, great music. So tell us about the awakening, because obviously I'm excited. I get too excited sometimes about your awakening, and now 9 months later, talk about one person doing something. You've already launched a free album that you're launching today that will reach tens of millions of people.
Well, we can only hope. I mean, the process was, like I said at first, it was just, I was really devastated, and then the more I dug, the more disturbed I got. But I thought, I can't have this knowledge and not do anything about it. I mean, the only power I have is music. So I need to, I said, I got to get my head out of the books for a while and get into the studio. And the first song I wrote was called Our Dying Republic. And it has sort of it's more of a ballad, I guess. I guess at that point I was feeling more down than I was angry. So that some of the aggressive stuff came later. But I decided at that point that I had to do this. I had to, you know, do it because I was doing research hours and hours a day. I mean, whenever I find out something that really strikes me, I go for it. And so, you know, and a lot of your films played a big part in that as well. And I really recommend people. I mean, probably all of your viewers have already seen that stuff. But if there's Iced Earth fans out there that are tuning in for this interview, they need to check out Endgame.
Well, that's the great synergy is my listeners tune into what you're doing, your listeners tune into what we're doing. It's that synergy. And absolutely, I want to challenge all the Iced Earth fans, all the Sons of Liberty fans, as Sons of Liberty launches today. I'm honored you're here. Understand the power of music, the power of media, and also understand you never know who you're going to wake up. You may wake somebody up who then wakes somebody up, who wakes somebody up like John Schaefer, who will then wake up millions of people, and that's how we're going to win this thing. As Thomas Jefferson said, the truth is so much more powerful than a lie, and we are setting bushfires in the minds of men that will explosively ignite the world with liberty, and you sing about that in your lyrics, and that gets me on fire.
Yeah, man. I mean, and I hope we've already seen a lot of stuff. People think that because this is coming out now that it's an anti-Bush thing, and they've got to get beyond that because it's these guys are the work for the same people. You know what I mean? And that's the whole goal is to make, to me, there's so many people that are not aware of the Federal Reserve. And that system it's the cancer of our land. It is absolutely the thing that it doesn't matter who we elect. And I fear as much as I think Ron Paul would be awesome, I would fear for his safety.
Absolutely. We're going to go out to break again with Jekyll Island, some of the lyrics from that. We're going to come back with a bunch of other great songs like Indentured Servitude, Cleansing Wind, and also some of the other great songs like We the People and others. Stay with us. My guys don't normally run the music from this end. they're out there not watching the clock. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Soul into is sons-of-liberty.net. The album is Sons of Liberty, Brush Fires. I call it Bush Fires, but it's Brush Fires in the Minds of Men. That's actually what Thomas Jefferson said. But down here in Texas, brush turns into bush fires. And you go to the site. It's my info, Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin. I can't thank you enough for doing this, John, and for having G. Edward Griffin get in contact with us and give us the CD and say that, hey, Mr. Schaefer would like to break this on your show, thinks it's the ideal place to do it. Again, I'm just super excited, and I hope the listeners take advantage of this and then don't go, oh, this guy could have made millions of dollars off this like your other albums do. He made it for us for free. We're not going to appreciate this. I hope everybody gets this new album, Sons of Liberty, out to everyone.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that's the whole point of doing it. They can purchase a higher resolution audio quality for like $7.99 in a download. And there will be at some point physical distribution where it will be in the store.
No, that's good to fund yourself. We need to do that.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, because it cost me a lot of money to do this. And, you know, but I mean, my thing is copy it. If you buy a CD, copy it.
It costs money for you to fly here to Texas to promote it.
Yeah.
You know, time is really what costs.
That too. I mean, but, you know, this is important stuff. It's a big deal for me. So, I mean, to spend the time, and I would have been doing another project in place of this had I not done this record, but I decided to, you know, everything had to kind of go on hold while I was.
Well, going back 14 years ago, I pioneered, I wasn't aware of what I was doing, but I did pioneer saying, here, my film's free. And then that actually woke up a lot of people and created a large listening base, which later made us financially, stable so we could expand a little bit. But again, it is important for people to support what you're doing at sons-of-liberty.net. We've got links to it up on Infowars.com. This is a short segment, but finishing up, John, your awakening. So what was the process like building up to then making this album?
Well, basically from the time that I wrote the first song, Our Dying Republic, then it turned into the idea kind of blossomed into, you know, I went into the studio that day. I literally wrote that song and recorded it, programmed the drums, did the vocals and everything in one day. I mean, I was that, like, shook up about it. And from that point on, I was thinking, you know, what can I do? What can I do with this? And I just decided to go for it and, you know, make it a full, I guess it is sort of a concept album. I mean, it's certainly the same theme running through it. And it's the song The Cleansing Wind on there. That's about my trip to Central America and how that was really the thing that made me realize that it was kind of the beginning of the breaking free of the matrix. You know what I mean? Being down at a place where you literally are with nature. It was just me and my family spending good quality time together for a month. And after a week or 10 days, I physically began to feel different. I'm thinking, what is this? What's going on? And just the whole process. And so by the time I got home, you know, I knew something was up. Like, it was weird. It was just
so you woke up totally independently before you started searching for more info.
Yeah, there was.
Wow, that's really there. That's powerful.
There was a different feeling there. You know, the water was different. The whole thing.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, it's all the frequency pollution. The water, they put poison on record in there. Yeah. To destabilize people. It's the flashing lights, the signs, the busyness, how we're all so distracted that we are really programmed. When you get in nature for a couple of days, this happens to me, but now I can almost not take it because then I start really understanding levels I hadn't, and it's just my brain starts moving too quick. Mm-hmm. I know for you it was good to wake up out there,
yeah.
But now I'm almost scared to go away to the jungle for 2 weeks because I mean, I already know too much, and it's just – and now – it's starting to get spooky.
Right. Yeah, well, hey, you know, and the thing is that people out there can call us kooks all they want. The fact is that the research is there. You know, do it. Get informed. If you want to, you can't say the, because honestly, I thought a lot of this stuff that I heard, my father was a John Birch guy. So, you know, when I was a young child, I remember certain things that him and his friends would talk about concerning the United Nations and stuff. And then there was a point where he just didn't talk about it anymore. And unfortunately, he died a couple years ago, so I can't talk to him now. I wish I could.
Oh, so there were those seeds, and now 20, 30 years later, everything he was talking about is now coming true. Absolutely. On the nightly news. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more Sons of Liberty.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Without distractions, far from chaos, one with nature, I see what I'm meant to be. As the winds wash over me, a chain reaction, I have awakened to boldly question what I've been led to believe. My quest for true liberty, cleansing words have washed over me, and now I'm free. I hold the truth and all that it brings, and I will speak.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. That's Cleansing Wind, and again, a free album, complete album, made by the founder of Iced Earth, John Schaefer, available for free at sons-of-liberty.net, or you can simply go to infowars.com or prisonplanet.com. We've got links up there today, and also when we post this later to prisonplanet.tv, we'll put a link to the site there, and then later when this is posted to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, up in the corner, we will also post a link to go get the free album, and hopefully you'll spread it with others for rock and roll and heavy metal fans. This will certainly be another big awakening. And again, so many people in Hollywood and in music and in science and in culture are shattering the left-right paradigm. Look at how the left is coming out now against the healthcare plan, finding out it was all a big ripoff for banks. I mean, everything is a ripoff for banks. They control the world. Anything and everything they do, banker bailouts, Kyoto, Copenhagen, healthcare, it's all going to be a scam. Just like you said before the break, get past the puppets, get to the bankers.
Right.
So continue with your awakening, John Schaefer.
Well, when you say that, too, that's the thing that I think infuriates me, because I'm a huge supporter of the troops, and I know that they are doing what they believe is right, and they, you know, but the thing is, when you figure out that this is all happening for a bunch of bankers, you know, an elitist, it's a horrible thing. I mean, it's just absolutely horrible. So awareness to that institution has got to be, it's got to be brought to the forefront if we're going to have any chance at correcting.
And that's the thing about war. The guys fighting and dying, they are heroic. They are saving their buddies. But they've been put in a fraudulent situation. And so they start confusing their heroism with the overall evil. And the government does that on purpose. They say, look at these troops with their arms and legs blown off. They've got courage. That's only meant to make the system look good.
Right. I know. I mean,
but I'm interrupting. Continue with your awakening. Continue with some of the other songs in the album.
Well, let's run down the list. I mean, basically, Jekyll Island, we've talked about that. The creature, I think everybody needs to get this book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. It's absolutely crucial in the whole scheme to understand what is going on in our world. And I actually just started another one of Mr. Griffin's books, The Fearful Master, about the UN. I mean, that's another institution that needs to get the hell out of this country. I mean, you know, we have, it's just bad. It's just bad in every way you can think. And awareness is the key to figuring this out, because they make everything look like it's good when it's actually the root cause of everything that's wrong, actually, you know, in so many ways. So, I mean, we have to be aware of that. And I strongly recommend people get The Creature from Jekyll Island, because that book will open your eyes big time. It's thoroughly researched. It's fact. It's real. And so Don't Tread on Me is the next song. That's another one we can run down. I mean, that's kind of a all of these have obviously the very similar theme. They may touch on different points of the whole scenario, but that sort of hopefully with the verses, the lyrics in the verses, it's going to make people think a little bit. Even if they aren't listening to this show right now and they don't know, but they just hear the song, hopefully they can hear the lyrics. And we did mix this to where normally on a metal record, I would never mix the vocals this loud. But my producer, engineer, and I thought the message is so important on this that we really need to, you know, put it out there. And
absolutely. Guys, I want to go out not with the end of Cleansing Wind. Let's be sure and go out with that particularly powerful part of Jekyll Island, where it's got the clip about 1984, 1776. In the Fed. And then if we've got time to get the CD in there, perhaps we should play Don't Tread on Me or part of it. Pick a spot to play in the middle of this segment, because you came all the way to Texas and time is running out already. So much to talk about. But again, sons-of-liberty.net. Free album launched today, Friday, December 18th. 2009, and you told me that, talk about synergy or synchronicity, you were in an airport, and somebody walked up to you and said, hey, brother, check it out, Sons of Liberty, a national biker group who are against the New World Order.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just everywhere, and the last domino to fall is the population, people like yourself, myself, who are awakened. We don't understand. We're already pretty much the majority, because the controlled media still has that illusion going that we're the minority, that we're the weirdos. No, there is a huge awakening happening right now.
There is. I hope it's not too late. You know, that's the only thing. And I know that there are many people out there, many groups out there that are trying to do the right thing. And I mean, the Continental Congress that went on this past November, that's a good step in the right direction. It's just that it's, you know, I really worry about the sovereignty of our country and all the countries on the planet. You know, I mean, this is very disturbing stuff that's happening here. So, you know, but awareness is certainly, I mean, if good people don't know what's going on, then there certainly is no hope. So they can call me a kook. They can call you a kook. They can do whatever they want. But we're going to get through to some people.
Well, the denial is over, though. Open world government's being announced.
For sure.
They're just saying, we're your savior. World government's good. And thank God we've been there. People like your dad warning people decades ago about the truth. They got laughed at then. But because those seeds were planted, we have a good fighting chance now because of the people's shoulders we stand on.
Yeah, I guess the thing for me is that even if we find good politicians to send into the place, and that's sort of an oxymoron, isn't it, good politician? But, I mean, there are a few. And if we find to send them and we get them into office, you know, how long are they going to stay good? How long are they going to stay safe? You know, these are the things.
Yeah, we're dealing with a criminal regime that kills people.
Yeah.
But once we've identified the real regime, killing people won't cut it anymore. It's like Ceausescu in Romania. It will finally fall.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm doing this, because I think if I can help in some small way with this stuff, then, you know, it's worth doing.
By the way, the Sons of Liberty website is awesome news site with links and information. And you've got other sections like Meet the Shackles.
Yeah.
What happens when you meet the shackles?
Well, it's a little bit of a sarcastic twist on how the New World Order would view the Sons of Liberty thing. So people need to click on the Sons of Liberty logo and then go down to Meet the Shackles. And a good friend of mine in Sarajevo actually came up with this concept. I mean, we had the idea of the slavery thing. A buddy of mine that does a lot of artwork for Iced Earth that we came up with. But he came up with the shackles, and it's really cool. It's basically a system that, you know, for locking up patriots, where you have these handcuff type things that resemble the dollar bill and the dollar sign and the infinity sign. And then, you know, you ram these spikes through, and that gives it this. It's pretty twisted.
No, it's powerful.
It works.
Well, you know, what's funny, I hadn't asked you what that meant, but when I looked at it, that's what I picked up, is this is eternity, jail bars, and a key, which is the idea of you can get freedom anytime you want. There's a key. You just got to discover it. And the only part I missed was the spikes through the wrist. But yeah, I guess your wrist,
if you turn it vertically,
No, it
looks more like the dollar sign that way.
Wow, that is a powerful
symbol. You know what I mean? So it's
your buddy's a good artist. Did you come up with that idea, or the guy in Sarajevo?
No, the guy in Sarajevo came up with that concept, and I was like, you know, this is awesome, man. And it works perfect. It's a really
well. Listen, I don't want to just sit here and throw questions at you, and I want to play part of "Don't Tread on Me" and then go out with my favorite song, of course, "The Creature from Jekyll Island." But while you're here, John Schaefer, founder of Iced Earth, now the founder of Sons of Liberty, and the new album, Brush Fires in the Minds of Men, points you'd like to make to the millions of people that are going to tune into this?
The biggest point is just don't be in denial. Don't put your head back in the sand. You know, do the research and trust your gut instinct. If it feels like it's true, it probably is. And I mean, because there's a lot of misinformation out there on the internet. And that's the thing, man. I didn't even back years ago, because of my intense schedule and stuff, the only thing I used the internet for was for email. You know, I never really went out on the websites and did all that stuff. And since I've awakened, there is a lot of stuff out there that I figures, yeah, you know, it's questionable. But I'm in tune with my gut. And when I see something and it resonates, then I go with it. And that, because I certainly can't trust Fox News or CNN.
And now that you've gone public, I told you off air, people are going to try to bait you and say things that aren't true about you just to get you to respond to them so that you burn your energy proving you're not a bad guy. Ignore them, but you were a smart guy and go, yeah, Alex, I already know that.
Yeah, so. No, they've been doing that anyway just for over band crap, you know what I mean? But this is a whole nother level, so I'm prepared for it. And I will not live in fear. Living in fear or living a life without liberty is like a prison sentence.
It's sure, I was just warning you like I warn every other prominent person that really stands up. Get ready for the first trick, the first dart of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And I see so many great people who then get diverted by it. And as soon as you bite, oh, then it's like piranhas.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to play that game. Not going to happen.
So I'm really not even warning you. I'm warning the audience out there. But it's all little lessons. And, of course, I learn more all the time. I just want people to relive what I had to trial and error experience.
Yeah.
Other points you'd like to make?
Well, I mean, for the Iced Earth fans out there, we're going to be touring South America next month. January, late January into February. You know, we'll be working on a new record soon after that. So as far as Sons of Liberty goes, you know, it's all brand new. The website is brand new. We still have a lot of work that we want to do to it, but we wanted to get, I wanted to get this out as soon as possible. I mean, the Copenhagen thing was really disturbing me, so I wanted to get, I would have liked to have had it out a few weeks ago.
I couldn't do it last week when you wanted to, but luckily you weren't ready, so this week was perfect.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just wanted, but I wish I could have had the production done sooner, all in general, because...
No, I know that feeling. I constantly want to make more films, and because once you start getting into, for me, it's so fulfilling to know the truth and to be opposing the corruption that it does consume you. I mean, are you not feeling more fulfilled? I mean, you look like a pretty fulfilled guy already.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, I feel it makes sense now. Everything makes sense, you know, and it's I can deal with the truth, and I prefer to. So I feel liberated and happier, and almost it's like, yeah, it's heavy to know this, but it's also liberating to know this, because now all of the things that you wonder why is it this way? Why does it have to be this way? Well, when you know, then you can work on solving it.
I love this line from Creature from Jekyll Island where you say, we are agents of free humanity. And that's it. It's not welcome to the club or, you know, welcome to the, you know, to our group. No, it's welcome to, I'm a sentient free being. I want the truth, whatever it is. So I want to say, welcome to free humanity. Welcome to being an agent, a free agent of liberty.
You got it, brother.
It's awesome to have you here. Let's play a part of, and people can hear the whole thing at the Sons of Liberty website, but let's play a little bit, a minute or so or 2 minutes of Don't Tread on Me that we're going to go out with Creature from Jekyll Island. Here it is. Schaefer is our guest. You know what I like, John, is that you're showing so much range here, and I think now you need to be the lead singer of Iced Earth, not just the founder. I'm not knocking your other lead singer. He sounds great. But, I mean, there's a lot of range. These songs, you know, sound different from each other. I mean, you have a lot of, I mean, not just talent, obviously, but a huge range.
I don't even know where it came from. I mean, I always heard this stuff in my head, but actually I don't have the range that I would like to have. And that's one of the reasons that I never even considered doing vocals in Iced Earth.
Well, I meant range of styles, not just range of voice.
Okay, well...
I mean, different genre sounds of heavy metal or I mean, that song's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of different vibes, too. And I mean, Iced Earth's got a huge catalog, and there's a lot of different vibes in it, but...
I'm not a musician, so I'll use all the wrong terms.
Nah, it's okay.
No range with voice and stuff. I mean, I meant just different, whole different sounds.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I used a different, for indentured servitude, I used a Telecaster through a low watt amp. I've never done that before on any Iced Earth record, but it felt right, you know. So it's like there's some different experimental things going on here.
We're going to go out with my favorite, Jekyll Island. Get it free right now. It's sons-of-liberty.com. Links up at InfoWarsShow. .net. Can't get anything right here today. Here it is.
Here to stand against your tyranny. Stand the fact. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Founder of Ice Earth, John Schaefer, is with us. Sons-of-liberty.net. Okay? Linked up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We just got introed there with We the People. We're going to go out with We the People. And this time has run out. I'll be back live Sunday, but I want to get some closing comments from you, John. Again, we're honored you're here and very thankful for the great contribution you've made towards fighting the tyranny and waking folks up and setting brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. in the aftermath of Copenhagen. We don't know how bad this agreement's going to be. It's got the global government and the global tax, but it's only got two of the global taxes in it. We'll know Sunday what happened. 4 to 6 p.m., be sure and join us, and we'll be back live Monday, ladies and gentlemen, as well. So, John, again, great to have you here. The guys are going to take you out and show you around Austin. I got family in town. I wish we could hang out. But certainly I want to ask you to come back to Austin when you get back from tour in the next 3 or 4 months because I really like what you're doing and want to work with you more. But in closing, we got 4 minutes left. You've got the floor. John Schaefer, founder of Iced Earth and Sons of Liberty, launching his free album today for you. Take advantage of it, folks. A new weapon in the info war. John Schaefer.
I guess my biggest thing is that I'm pleading for people to be open-minded, you know, about this and to try to break free from the left-right paradigm because it's a fraud. You know, I don't care about the rhetoric. You know, don't trust what these people say. You need to watch what they do. You need to watch their actions. And it's becoming more and more clear to me that that things are clearly not what they seem. So I'm just begging people to think outside of the box a little bit, you know, learn what it means to be an American, you know, study the Constitution, go back, study the founders. Look, they warned us everywhere about this exact thing that's going on. I mean,
your dad warned us. You were talking about your dad when you were a kid talking about this.
Yeah. And I mean, I was really young then. And at some point, I think maybe the burden was a little bit too much and he just didn't talk about it. Maybe stopped getting involved in it. I'm not sure about that. I just remember at some point we didn't, you know, I didn't hear about it, that kind of stuff anymore. But I know that he had big concerns. I mean, I remember him, you know, we'd go into a department store, maybe he was Christmas shopping or whatever, and the cashier would ask for his Social Security number, and he would just, like, go off. You know, I mean, he was not a big fan of this whole control.
He understood it. I remember Bobby Vaughn, since dying of a brain tumor, friends of my dad coming over, popping a six-pack of beer after work when I was like 5, 6, 7, and talking about the New World Order and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the global currency and how they were going to tax everything environmentally. And they had all the documents. And, of course, my dad wasn't really a member of the JBS. In high school, he'd given some speeches to conservative groups. But I remember the JBSers coming over to the house. And so I think those are seeds, again, sure, that were planted that later awakened.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, you go back and watch what Robert Welch said in the 70s, you know, like warning. And it's happening. It's what they're doing.
So, and notice how they get attacked by people, by COINTELPRO saying they're feds. No, judge a tree by its fruits. The JBS has done a great job.
Absolutely. And I'm going to be joining that society here shortly. So because I just think that it's this whole thing, it's you got to give it to them. It's ingenious. You know, there's no doubt. And they have pulled off something that I think we're living in the most historic times on the planet, actually, right now. I mean, this is big stuff, and people.
We're actually blessed to be alive now.
I agree.
I mean, God test us, man. This is our medal. We're given all this decadence to make us stand down while this scientific dictatorship comes in. Will we have the strength to wake up and put it down and slay the dragon?
I think we do. And I actually, you know, the funny thing is, I always, in interviews, when people would ask me, if you could time travel, where would you go? And I always said to the American Revolution, I felt like I was born in the wrong time period for most of my life. I mean, when I was a little kid, that's the way my room was decorated. I didn't have...
But that was your destiny, John, in closing, because you are in the second 17.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.